and it is a special pleasure for me here to stress that if 25 years ago I had the good fortune to give a modest contribution to this development, it was above all thanks to the hospitality in the famous laboratories of England, where the fundamental experimental discoveries were just being made. In particular, I think with grateful emotion of the unique friendliness and straightforwardness with which Rutherford, in the midst of his unceasing creative activity, was always prepared to listen to any student behind whose youthful inexperience he perceived a serious interest.